Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. Now, this is our last show. This is the third season. This is our last show for this season. I'm so happy to be here on Answers Unleashed with you. And you can always find us at answersunleashed.com to see all of our past shows and listen to our episodes and podcasts. And as you know, we talk about great things on the show. I am Olympia Lapointe, your host for Answers Unleashed. This show deals with three things. We talk about the faith sector of the brain, which is the three-sided part of the tree of brain, the left, right, and center part of the brain. We have brain tips available every week. We have newest Einsteins, people that come on the show that talk about specific tips for people to take and think about in their own life and to apply it for their own success. And lastly, we have callers. We have callers that call in and share their particular stories, and I answer and give answers on the show. So today's show deals with knowing your self-worth. Knowing your self-worth. How do you know your self-worth? You don't know it until you are tested. And that is the biggest part about this entire show. We are often put in situations in which it tests our beliefs. And when we are tested, we have so many different things that go through our head and our mind, and we try and make sense of it, and we try and reconcile it, and sometimes we need help. We need answers. And so today's caller comes from Caitlin, and this is what she said. Recently, I decided to enter a open relationship with a man I have liked for 3 years. The relationship was mainly physical, and I found myself really liking him at first and being happy. Then as life situations came around, he was not there to respond or be supportive when I needed help. I turned to friends for help and support, but I wanted a deeper relationship with him. He always was kind, but my gut told me not to leave. Then work got to me. I got a poor evaluation and felt like I was worthless. Oh, thank you so much, Caitlin, for being honest here. Caitlin continues, I desire to turn to him, but my gut told me not to. What should I do to help me feel better about myself? Well, Caitlin, first off, I just really value the fact that you chose to open up your heart and open up your true feelings and call us and share this, and we were able to capture it. And thank you for allowing us to be able to share your story online. You are in a tough situation because you've known this guy for 3 years and you have established already communication with him, and then you deepened the relationship by having it physical. And then when work got to you, that was almost like the straw. Knowing your self-worth deals with a deep, profound sense of self. And the way that I can best describe this is through what we experience in life. There's oftentimes we have so many different type of experiences that we encounter as young kids. And these young kids, they get formed and they come into like a snowball effect. Whatever bad thing happens, it snowballs and snowballs and gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and to the point where we think the snowball is reality, and reality it's not. So in your youth, you more than likely had a situation that you thought that you were worthless or you didn't feel like you were good enough. And that more than likely translated itself into so many different other situations in your life. And then when your work situation came up, it sounded like that was the tipping point. But I would argue that the work situation was even more profound and more passionate than the relationship that you had formed with the guy. You see, when we are placed in situations, and I'm assuming that you had a difficult work situation, when you are in a difficult work situation and you are trying to figure out what to do, work is a lot of your life. If you have an 8-hour job, it's 1/3 of your life. If you have a part-time job, it's a little bit less. But in any case, your job is a reflection of what you choose to do and how you choose to be in the world. And if you had a tough time at work, that main part is figuring out how you can do a better job at work. And it sounds as if the guy was a distraction, just a literal way for you to cope with not being able to have to think about what was happening in resolving your own situation at work. So what the brain does in so many different types of situations is that it attempts to cope with something by distracting itself on something that's easier to tolerate. Like, for example, a child may not want to take medicine and may cry, but if you mix it a little bit with something sweet and have the medicine go down easy with some kind of sugary thing, then it feels better for the kid to have the medicine. Well, sometimes what we do is we distract ourselves through situations that seem more pleasurable just so we could feel better about ourselves. And sometimes these situations that we place ourselves in are not necessarily what's best for us. And that is the hardest part to digest, if you will. Sometimes the hardest part is facing up to challenges and communicating how you feel in certain situations. So, number one, if your work has gotten to you in a very tough situation, my recommendation is address that first. Don't think about the guy, but address how you feel at work and honestly figure out if you want to stay there. Self-worth is about knowing who you are independent of any type of situation, any type of work, any type of employment, any type of relationship, any type of thing that happens. It is knowing who you are. And when you know who you are, it is much easier for you to handle criticism, for you to handle situations, for you to respond to situations because you know that you are adaptable, you know you are strong, and you know that you can get things done. So the question is, how can you develop your self-worth so you can handle things at your work better, so you can communicate yourself not only at work, but also communicate yourself in this relationship? Now, taking off and leaving without having a good discussion is actually a coward way of handling things. It's a coward way of handling things. If you were to simply leave your work and go somewhere else or leave the relationship without having a discussion about how you truly feel, it will come back to you in karma. It will come back to you in such a way that you will have to deal with it, but it will be simply another person or another job or another situation. So the trick is facing it now and communicating yourself so you know that you have done everything to communicate how you feel. And when you do that, you then define your own self-worth. No one can do this except yourself. So when you are in this situation at work, let's start with that. I want you to take a notepad. Write down three reasons why you choose to be at that work. What are the three reasons? So if you have that opportunity, write that down. Now, let's take a step back. What are three passions that you have in life? Is it helping people? Is it making a difference? Is it creating new projects? List those. And then the third is list what moves you, what allows you to take action in your life. List those. Now, when you find out what you're passionate about and what you take action about in life, the question is, does that job that you have right now align with your passions and what moves you? If it does, then you know you're in the right place. If it doesn't, that means that you have an opportunity to transform the situation that you're in and move out of it. Now, that is the choice in which you have to make for yourself. No one else can do that except you. So when you create that, when you create that decision and you make that decision on what you're going to do, if you're going to stay, if you're going to go, let's say you decide to stay. Great. Then what you have to do is you have to create a way to communicate yourself in a way that represents how you respect yourself and how you respect the situation at your work. Now, whatever it is that you feel that has been done unfairly, you must speak up. You must communicate how you feel and communicate what the guidelines were and how you feel they have or have not been met. Now, supervisors can have you there at work, fine, but you are also a supervisor of yourself. So it is your job to be able to communicate to whoever has hired you what it is that you need in order to do your job well. So you have to be okay with expressing yourself no matter what will happen, no matter if you will be fired, no matter if you will still have the job, no matter what, you have to choose to express yourself. And let's say you choose to move. Great. You still have to express yourself, and you still have to, no matter what, communicate yourself in a way that can, that says your worth. So you can write a letter. That's one aspect to do things. You can sit down and have a conversation. But you must remember that no matter what happens in the conversation, the whole goal is for you to express yourself in a respectful way that allows people to understand how powerful your presence is in that situation. And if you decide to go, great. Find a place that aligns with your passion. If you're in a job in which doesn't align with your passion, you know there's something else that is better for you, great. What you want to do is you want to slowly transition to that location and find people in those roles who can help you develop your passion in a new way. You see, the guy was simply a pacifier for you. He was a way for you to just stay a kid. He was a way for you to look at a situation so you didn't have to handle it, and the situation was your work. In reality, you have the power in that situation with him as well. Now, if you wanted a deeper relationship with him and he doesn't want it, great. Express that to him and then make your decision to leave. If he also wants a relationship like that, great. Then you guys will have a discussion on what you can do to compromise or to what you can do to still be in a relationship together where both of your needs are being met. But you must be okay either way with whatever happens. Your job is to express yourself. I have an inkling and a feeling that for so many years, you have been in this situation where you haven't expressed yourself at all. And you've always thought that someone else is going to take care of it for you instead of you deciding to have the power to stand up and actually handle this on your own. So, my question to you is, what do you plan to tell him? How do you honestly feel? Whatever you honestly feel, you must be okay with sharing that, no matter what it is, no matter if he's going to stay, no matter if he's going to go. But you deserve the right to express yourself in a way in which gives you respect and it gives you honor in how you bring power to the situation in which you are in with him. You see, we each have power, but we don't know it. And Answers Unleashed audiences, we each have power in being able to handle situations, but we give our power away so often because that's what we've been trained to do. We are always used to not communicating ourselves, thinking that situations will resolve itself without us having to step forward and take initiative and action in doing so. And we're all guilty of that, not just your situation, my situation, other people's situations. Part of changing the way that your brain works and part of changing who you are is being able to step up and own how you can change a situation. Now, you can't change a situation and have it result in exactly the way you want it to. That never happens. What you can do is stand up and express yourself in a way, and naturally, by you being truthful and honest with how you feel, it in itself is the power that's needed to shift situations for the betterment of everyone that is involved. That's the truth of the situation. So, what are other areas of your life that you can stand up and speak truthfully about? So, What you can do is write down, Caitlin, what you can do is you can write down a little script for yourself. Write down a script for your job. If you had a conversation, if you schedule a meeting, what is it that you'd say? Write down exactly what it is that you'd say in this script, so someone could know the confusing directions that you've received, or if you have received unfair treatment, identify that factually. Don't place any feeling in it, but identify it factually and let people know how you desire to be treated as an employee. So you can start for down, write a script and ask someone else to hear it out, to find out if it sounds good to them, if it makes sense. Also, what you can do in the relationship with the guy, write down a script, figure out what it is that you want to tell him. I would recommend this. If you have the ability to talk to him, I would say this. Let's call him John. That's a general name, so let's call him John. I would say, John, I've had such a wonderful time with you, and you and I always have a blast, and I really, really, truly enjoy every single second that I spend with you. But I'll be honest with you. When we're together and I don't hear from you, it hurts me, and I'm not quite sure if you know that, but it hurts me in the sense of I feel like I'm not important to you. And sometimes when you contact me and it's only just to be together for when you want, that's disappointing to me. I view you highly, and I really have wanted to establish a closer communication with you and a closer relationship with you. And I don't know how you feel about this, but I am interested in seeing if you're also interested in that. And if you're not, that's fine. But I have to communicate how I feel because I'm feeling uncomfortable. What do you think about figuring out a way for us to communicate on a regular basis where we do feel both of us are being heard? What do you think about that? And you have no clue what he's going to say, but you have to say it. It is your job. That's your test. You have to communicate yourself. And if he says, no, I don't want a relationship with you, and you knew that going in, and that's how it is, then you say, all right, thank you for letting me know. I tried. I feel uncomfortable continuing this without there being some resolution. I've really enjoyed being with you. And I just must be honest with you, but I have to go because I don't want to put myself in this situation anymore. You've got to be okay with saying that. Or if he says, do you know what? I'm not used to this and you knew the situation going in, but I'll try. And I don't, what do you want exactly? Share what it is that you desire. And then it will be his choice on whether or not he wants to do it. But you have to express yourself because otherwise you will never, ever, ever develop your self-worth to know what you are capable of doing. We develop self-worth when we go through tough situations and recognize we still can stand up for ourselves inside of the tough situation. That is what makes a leader. When we don't stand up for ourselves, that's what makes us a follower. And that what allows us to always stay stuck over and over and over again in situations that do not allow us growth. Now, Answers Unleashed audience, I really thank you for listening to this response. And the question is, how can each of us develop our self-worth so we allow ourselves to know what we can do in life so we feel confident in situations? The first step is, what are your beliefs about yourself? How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about situations? What do you feel that you can bring to a situation? I struggled with this for so many years in my life because I was always in this mind frame of always having to prove myself. I never thought that I was good enough in certain situations. And so I'd overdo things. And I'd talk about part of that type of personality in my first book, Mathophobia, and in my second book, Answers Unleashed, that's coming out. I talk about that personality where you are always concerned about other people's beliefs about you and you don't have them for yourself. And see, when we identify what other people's beliefs are versus what our own beliefs are, that's when we really have the upper hand. We feel we are able to see things the way that other people see them, as well as see them the way that we see them, and we're able to make a decision. When we choose to have a strong belief about the value that we bring to a situation, we then carry a power with us to transform the situation. So if you are in a work situation where you don't like it, you got to think about it in a new way. You've got to think about it as having a new belief. I am here for only a short amount of time, and whatever it is that I'm going to learn in this situation, I'm going to be able to take with me to the next place. You've got to change your belief system. If you're in a relationship in which is not going to work out towards marriage, you've got to change your belief system, saying, I am in this situation to grow and learn whatever it is I need to learn to move on to the next spot. So when you have that different belief system, that will work. If you are in a situation where of unemployment, where you think no one's going to hire me, that is a belief system that completely diminishes your power. You have to change your belief system as, I have skills that are employable and I will find out who needs them. So you have to actually literally change the belief that you have about what you bring to a situation. And what brings you passion in life? There's so many different things that bring you passion. Do you know what they are? So many times you are in situations where you're around other people who are passionate about things, but you are not passionate about something yourself. Or you are so passionate about something that it fathoms you why other people don't see the same thing you see. And the truth is, you have to decide to follow your passion in life. There's no other person that owns your passion except you. What are you passionate about? You have to know this. And by knowing this, the only way you can do this is by spending time with yourself. There's no other way that you find out about your passions in your life unless you spend time with yourself to know what you like versus what you don't like, what you agree to versus what you don't agree to, what you can stand for versus what you can't stand for. I had a family member, and she is still learning about what it is she feels comfortable doing and what she's passionate about. And she is so passionate about creating a daycare system for kids. And so she has a passion for that, but she is in a relationship where she is in an environment where she's in a relationship to try and take her mind off of work. And it's so hilarious because she's so passionate about taking care of kids and making sure that they are raised correctly, but she's not passionate in being able to go back to school and train herself to be able to do that. So you have to realize that if you're passionate about something, there's training that goes along with it. You can't be just passionate about something and expect it to blossom on its own. You have to go to the time to invest in yourself to blossom it so it can serve you in a way that is powerful to transform your own life. And the only way to do that is by being present and learning, retraining yourself, learning about yourself, finding out how to apply this passion and perfect it in a way that's meaningful to you. And another thing that you can do to increase your self-worth is to recognize the fears that hold you back. There is a really dear friend, Olivia. She has not been in a relationship for such a long time, for years, and she recently met this guy and it didn't work out. And now she's fearing that she is not going to be successful in the next relationship. And she thinks it's going to be years before she's in a relationship again. And the truth is, that's not accurate. She doesn't know how long it'll be till she meets the next guy. It may be next weekend for all she knows. And she doesn't know how that will be. But in any case, she has to decide to move past the fear. There's different types of fears that we have in life. We have the Quincy the quitter fear, Donna the overdoer, we have Samuel the struggler, we have Crystal the criticizer. These are all types of fears that we hold on to when we are scared about solving a problem and moving forward. So she's Quincy the quitter in the relationship case. She thinks that once doesn't make any sense for her to date anymore, so she's going to quit dating. That is not the truth. She has to continuously overcome that fear and get out there. And even if it's something very simple, you have to do that. And another person, Jeff. Jeff is a person who has a fear about starting his own business. He fears that it's not going to be successful. So he is doing all sorts of research and everything else before starting it. And he's procrastinating and starting it. He has a fear of Donna the overdoer. He's doing and doing too much and missing the whole point of what it is that he's trying to do. You have to overcome the fear by taking courage and taking action as direct opposition to what your fear is. And the last tip I would recommend about defining and developing your self-worth is this. You have to be okay with whatever happens in life. You don't have control over everything. And that's what you must recognize. You have no control over how someone will respond. You have no control over how someone will like things or they won't. You have no control over the outcome of what it is that you start. You have no control of how your passions will direct themselves and what jobs you'll be into or what will happen in your life. You have no control over that. And so once you decide to move out of that situation where you think you have control over every single thing that happens in your life, when you just let it go and you decide to trust that whatever happened is going to be in your best interest, that's when you find your power. So I hope this show has helped you. You have worth. You have an ability to bring a powerful force to this world and direct situations only by you being true to yourself. So the question is, will you be it? Will you communicate yourself? Will you find out your own passions? And will you let go of the situation and decide to step out in faith, knowing that your life alone is valuable enough? I am Olympia LaPointe, here with you for our last show of season 3 at kpcradio.com here on Pierce College campus. I am so thankful to have been your host, and I am excited to return with another season of Answers Unleashed. For past shows, go to answersunleashed.com to check out all the different shows that we have done here. It has been amazing. I am so thankful for you tuning in each time to the show. Find us, call us at 888-88-ANSWERS to leave your questions, to get your answer here on the show. And again, I am so thankful to have hosted this show with you for 3 seasons now. And I enjoy you coming back every single week. We'll be back again here in the fall, in September, I believe. And I'm just so thankful to have you here. And again, tune in to find me on answersunleashed.com. Go to facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe to get more information about our show. Call 888-88-ANSWERS. And again, I am Olympia LaPointe here with you. And I want to say that again. Hi, I am Olympia LaPointe here with you on Answers Unleashed. And I'm so thankful to share answers with you every single week so you unleash your brain power that changed your life into the direction in which you want it to go. I'll see you next time.